Afternoons with Scotty K.
It's on US 99, Chicago's hottest country. I'm Scotty. You know I love Keith Urban, so I had to play you this song. God Whispered Your Name. And it sounded like this. Abreu. Abreu. Sorry, Cubs fans. I won't troll you all day. It's US 99. Becca's in Crystal Lake. It's time to play Tell Me a Tale. I give you the tail end of a song. You tell me what song is this the tail end of. Becca.
Sure.
It's Don't Ya by Brett Eldredge.
Yeah, am I making these too easy? Because I feel like they're easy.
This is my first time actually even hearing this. It's awesome.
Oh, you like good. I'm glad you're having fun. So, yeah. The other one's super hard, I swear.
I believe you.
I wanted to play that because Brett Eldredge is actually releasing some brand new music on Friday. It's supposed to be super emotional about his hometown here in Illinois, okay? So we'll have it for you on Friday. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
I'm Scotty. That's Tell Me a Tale on US 99. Hey. Tim McGraw, I Called Mama. I love that song. He just put out his brand new album today. It's called Here on Earth. And there's a song on it. And if you're like me, I have so many inspirational, strong, powerful, and influential women in my life. There's one song on there that speaks to me instantly. It's called Sheryl Crow. You can check it out when you have time. Takes me back to Joe's, Rosemont, Lee Bryce on stage. That's new music first, One of Them Girls on US 99. It's Scotty. Today is Becca's first class at Northeastern University. It's all virtual, so do you get dressed or are you just rocking PJs?
It kind of depends. Like, some of mine are live and the professors require you to have the video on, but so usually I just wear a t-shirt. I don't really care either.
Gotcha. Well, I guess it's college. Like, you'd probably wear pajamas to your class anyways.
Yeah, I do.
That's funny. All right, have a good day. Good luck with that virtual learning, okay?
Thanks.
US 99. Courtney, you're in Tinley. You have an 8-year-old that's doing virtual learning. Do you make them get dressed or can they rock the PJ?
We usually get dressed and brush our teeth and all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's what I told my son's 10 and I was like, no, you have to get dressed. You have to start your day. It's not a Sunday.
Yeah, I'm like, I need your teeth brushed, your breakfast ate and all that stuff.
Yeah, get these kids moving a little bit. Thank you so much for calling. Good luck.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
Rachel in Bridgeview, you got kids that are doing remote learning too, right?
Yes, my oldest is 5, so we have our hands tied. So my little guy has to get dressed as soon as he wakes up, and he has to have, like, button-down shirts. He is ready for school.
Is that his choice?
Regardless of where it is. It is his choice.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yes.
What about the other ones? Do you make them get dressed too?
I do. They'd prefer to run around naked in their undies and diapers. So.
Don't we all?
Yes.
Thank you so much, and good luck to all the parents out there. It's US 99. That song to my air conditioner today. Chasing some cold air, man. It's US 99, Chicago's hottest country. Nice and hot out today. We're going to play the Monday Minute Mystery. Let's see if you can get it coming up in about 6 minutes. But first, I want to share that brand new Jason Aldean song with you right after Jimmy Allen on US 99. Time for the Monday Minute Mystery. Find out if you know the answer. I know, Kristen, you're driving to Naperville. You think you got it?
Yes, I do.
So, man was robbed Sunday afternoon. The coworker said he was reading a book. The butler said he was taking a shower. The chef said he was making breakfast. And the maid said he was folding clothes. How did the police know who did it?
It was the chef, because you don't make breakfast in the afternoon.
That's right. You don't make breakfast. You are, look at you. Although, breakfast for lunch and dinner, I'm pretty okay with that.
Oh, no, it's the best thing. Breakfast for dinner. It's fantastic.
Great job, Kristen. My name's Scotty, by the way. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Bye-bye.
Happy National Dog Day. My kid tried to name my dog Penguin and Rhino Butt. April and McHenry, you let your kids name the dog, huh?
They wanted to name the dog Dirt Bike. We had to compromise, and we named her Harley.
Super cute, actually. So funny. If it's a big dog, you just say, stop riding the dirt bike.
She was a big dog.
There you go. Thank you so much for calling. Robin in Hobart. Kid tried to name the pet something funny, huh?
Hi. My daughter named him Doobie.
You can't even say it without chuckling. What kind of dog?
He's a standard poodle.
All right.
And he actually goes by Fred, Doobie, or Bubba.
Thought one of the nicknames would be maybe Willie. Mom took Doobie for a walk.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's a mood if I've ever heard one. That's like a commercial-free Thursday mood. Hara, I know you're in Ravenswood driving home, so I want you to think back in your head, because people nowadays aren't going to get their first kiss in movie theaters. With COVID floating around, nobody's going to be making out in movie theaters, but remember how exciting it was to go to, like, a boy or a girl, and you're like, oh my god, I'm
kissing the
movie. My first kiss in a movie was to Titanic. I was in, like, junior high.
Yeah.
What about yours?
First kiss in a movie theater.
Ocean's 12, maybe?
Really? Oh, because like...
That's what's coming up, yeah.
I see Brad Pitt, you know, George Clooney. All.
Yeah, Italy, you know, it's, yeah. It's romantic, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like we were there. Thank you so much for calling. Parents, I found something that's going to keep your kids entertained for hours, I promise you. And I also messed up and turned my kid into kind of a creeper. I'm Scotty. Amanda, do you have kids?
We do not. I am a nanny right now, so I have my hands full with just that.
Okay, perfect. Let me tell you a story, and it might help you entertain the kid. No joke, I'm always looking for, because I have a 10-year-old, and I'm always looking for new ways to try and entertain him. So I found this app. It's a scavenger hunt app. It's called Goose Chase. It's very cool. You can go online and you put anything you want in for the scavenger hunt and then shows up on their devices.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's super cool. And then the app lets you take pictures of the things you found. That's where the problem came in of what I did this weekend, because I set one up to go down to the Riverwalk. And so there were a lot of things that were like different monuments, like the Veterans Memorial and the Michigan Avenue Bridge and things like that. But then I also put in there a person with two dogs or someone in a Cubs hat. And the part that I messed up on is he became this weird creeper taking pictures of random people. Because because he's like, oh, because there's someone with a Cubs hat. Run up and try to take a picture. This person's like, what? Well, kid, what are you taking a picture of me for?
It's like, can you leave me alone?
Yes. Anyway, the app is called Goose Chase.
I just wrote it down on my phone. That's awesome. I will definitely try it out this week.
Awesome. Have fun. Let me know how it goes.
You too.
I told you they combine cargo shorts and a baseball cap, so this hat basically has cargo pockets on the side of it. I thought cargo shorts were totally out now. Last 4 digits, 6115, says as long as the cargo shorts are not plaid, all is good at $44.99.5. Amy, you're in South Elgin. Cargo shorts, should they go or stay?
Go. My husband wears them all the time.
And you're good with them?
It's the only thing that actually fits them proper.
Do you like them mostly because then he can carry all your stuff?
Yep.
Got it. Gotcha. I like to do something called the husband test. This is where we find out how well husbands pay attention, because ladies, you know, we don't. So Jennifer's about to call her husband to ask him just a few questions of where certain things are around the house, and we'll see how well he pays attention. And we'll just all listen in to see what he says. Jennifer, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead and three-way call your husband. I'll be quiet, and we'll just listen in.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, bud?
Hey, do you know where the Vicks is in the house for the kids' medicine?
No.
You don't know,
I don't know where you put it.
Okay. What about the pillowcases where that extra one you took off of the pillow that I was supposed to wash? You
know. I don't know. I don't do laundry.
Oh, my God. What about your shoes? You know, I'm always picking your shoes up. Where are they supposed to go?
I don't know where my shoes are. I only wear Crocs and boots.
Oh. Well, you don't know where anything is. We just had this argument last night about a phone charger.
What's your point?
Hold on. Your wife knows where things are. This is Scotty from US 99. She's also a liar, putting you through something I call the husband test. We find out how well husbands pay attention.
Golly.
Thank you for being a good sport, sir.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
If you ever want to test your husband, call me 312-946-4995. It's a husband test on US 99.
Fun every afternoon from 3 to 8 with Scotty K on US 99.